for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. May I please have the zip code?
11791.
11791, is that correct?
Yes.
Bear with me, I'm looking for that. And can I have the first and last name on the account you're calling in about today?
My name is Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, and my last name is S-O-C-C-I.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
I'm looking for that name, sir. Bear with me.
Okay. I purchased two of your products. However, the addresses that these products, because I just got my credit card bill,
mm-hmm.
and the addresses are two different addresses, and I've been trying to call them all day, and each company, and no one answers, and I haven't received any of my products yet, which is strange because I always get the product before the actual bill comes in from the credit card company.
That was 11791, correct?
Correct.
Is it good? Yeah, no, I'm not locating an account with that information, sir, or an order.
Are these two different supposed companies that have billed me?
What was the product you were calling in about today, sir?
The it's called the 12 times magnification on the monoscope. It's basically like binoculars, but it's just one scope. It's not a telescope, but it looks like one, but it's small. And it says that Cosmic is the one that produces, that is the main company that sells it. However, actually, yeah, and these two companies, I'm wondering if I got scammed because they're on the computer and on your commercials for purchasing this. In other words, it isn't actually Cosmic that I'm sending my credit card number to. It's these company, these two other, what do they call, two other distributors for you. And the strange thing is I haven't received it, and I can't get in touch with them because they have no phone numbers. The only phone number I have is for the company from San Diego, California. That number I have, but no one answers it. It's 1-888-471-9991. And I just want to see if in fact it is coming or they are coming. But I kind of now seem to think that's not going to happen because in New York, a lot of your commercials are coming up. I mean, they're all over the computer and everything. Every 10 minutes, boom, boom, Starscope, boom, boom. The military used to use it, but the patent's off, and now we got it. The only thing I can say is I'm just trying to figure out if I got ripped off. If I can, I don't know. You're going to say, well, call a credit card company, but I think they already paid these two supposed distributors of your product. So I'm trying to correct this problem or find out if maybe. And I did, by the way, I did put in your whatever it's called address, timetread.com, and you don't even sell this product. You only sell three watches, time watches. They're not even for time. They're for running people or something. So do you even sell that product, man?
That was a monoscope? Telescope? Or monoscope?
Well, it's actually called a monoscope, yes.
Okay.
It's not actually a telescope. I guess a telescope is those long things that, like, people look at stars. But supposedly, these things that I bought, you can see 30 miles away clearly with the ones you sell. But, like I said, I put in timetread.com, and they only show three items that you sell, which are these running watches, you know, to tell you your pulse and how much time you're running or whatever. And that's not what I purchased.
I'm not locating an account with that information, sir. That is not something we service, sir. I'm a customer service agent at a call center. We service over 1,000 different companies, but that's not something we service.
So you don't, wow, so it has nothing to do with Cosmic? Because that's on a commercial. I found one of the commercials that only mentions Cosmic.
Now I can try to go ahead and locate an account using the first 6 and last 4 of the cards that are being charged. If you can provide me with that.
Yeah, what would you need, ma'am? I'm sorry.
Can you provide me with the first 6 and last 4 of the card being charged?
Okay, the first 6, give me 1 second. I got to walk 7 feet away and get that for you. You need the first 6 or 7 numbers of the card that was used?
First 6 and last 4 of the card that's being charged.
Okay. Okay, the card that was used, the first 6 numbers of that card are 521307.
521307, and then
yes.
The last 4.
And then the last 4. I don't know if you're part of these other. I'm a little nervous. In other words, this is all kind of weird to me because I never had to go through this my whole life. What's your name, man?
My name is Joseph, sir.
Joseph?
Yes, sir.
That's your last name, I take it? Okay, Joseph.
That's my first name. First name's Joseph. Last name is Arredondo.
How do you spell that, man?
Arredondo.
If you could say that slower, I mean, let's, you know.
Sorry, I apologize. ARR.
No, I mean, let's be reasonable here. I mean, like, if you ask me my name and I go, JCC, blah, blah, blah. I mean, let's, come on now. I'm actually aggravated at your company because this happened to me. But ARR, go ahead.
EDONDO.
EDONGO?
No. ARR.
Yes.
EDONDO.
Yes. D-O. Okay. All right.
Yes.
Okay, the last 4 are 4527.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So 521307, last 4 is 4527. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Bear with me for a moment.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not locating an account with that information, sir. I don't see an account or an order with that information. Did you place an order today?
No, ma'am. I placed it quite a while ago. That's why I'm suspicious that I didn't even get it yet. And, if you give me one moment, I can get my credit card statement out, and it will give me the dates. I'll get it for you right now.
Take your time.
Okay, thank you.
I'm still here, sir. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm going to just give you one more second.
By any chance, did you ever get an order number when you placed the order, sir?
Say again, ma'am.
I apologize. By any chance, did you ever get an order number when you placed the order?
Oh, yeah. Actually, yes. It's on the telephone that I'm speaking on, so let me look at that for you, ma'am. Hold on.
Okay. Take your time.
Comes back on email. And let's see, Starscope support. It says your order has been shipped. And then it says, we want to let you know that your order, here's the number, ma'am, if you're ready to copy.
Yes.
141-435-412 was shipped on 2/12/21.
Do you mind repeating that?
You can track the status of this order online. I can give you the tracking number if that'll help you, ma'am.
That would not. Do you just mind repeating the order number? You're going really fast, so I couldn't understand you.
The order number is 141-435-412.
So I have 141-434-52.
No, there's a mistake in that. It's 141-435-412. You left out the 5.
1-2, okay. I got that, thank you.
Okay. And there's also a tracking link number and...
Can you provide me with that tracking number, please, sir?
Sure, okay. Okay, the tracking number is, it's a long number. It is 42-01-17-91-93-74-86-99-03-50-63-06-78-06-78.
Okay, do you mind repeating that one more time? I apologize.
Sure. No, that's okay. That's okay.
I lost you halfway through that. I want to make sure I got that right.
I know. It's a long number. Okay, tracking number is 42-01-17-91-93-74-86-99-03-50-63-06-78-06-78.
Okay, thank you. And then does it say who it was shipped through in the email?
It says underneath that it says there's a tracking link and it gives that number, which is just as long as the first number. Actually, the tracking link is the same number. And it says ship to, and it says to me, my address and my name.
The carrier.
The carrier, it says shipping confirmation, Starscope. And it says what it is a Starscope monocular, MONOCULAR. Telescope, Starscope, monocular, and telescope. And it doesn't give a company name except for, in small letters, it says Starscope 12x50 monocular telescope. But it doesn't say like a company, but I have items. Let me see. Shipping and handling. The price. Shipping and handling. Oh, it gives this, ma'am. It says, please visit. Can I give you that?
Was it like UPS, United States Postal Service, the carrier of who it was?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't say who's shipping it. But it does give a computer address of where you can visit, which has its name in it.
Okay, so I went ahead and looked it up, that tracking number, and it pulled up under United States Postal Service, sir.
Whenever I order something on the computer where I live, that's what it usually uses. Sometimes FedEx. But it usually uses the cheapest postage, which is what you said, U.S. Postal Service.
Yes, it's shown it will be delivered Tuesday is what it's shown with that tracking number.
Tuesday coming up.
February. Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm sorry for my ignorance, but is today before that?
Today's the 13th.
Oh, good. You know, you're helping me so much because it's taking the stress off.
Saturday, I believe. Yep, Saturday. Today's
okay,
Saturday.
So it's saying it'll be shipped on Tuesday, this coming up?
That's what's shown with the tracking information when I looked it up on UnitedStatesPostalService.com. But the order wasn't placed with us because I wasn't in the booking account.
Maybe some other company's buying like a ton of them from you.
What I would advise you doing is looking up the number that's on your billing statement. More likely, that would be the number you would want to call. How do you apologize?
But the only that's all right, man. You're helping me a lot. I got news for you. And but the only they don't really send you a piece of paper like I'm used to because I'm an old man. In the old days, they used to send you a billing form. All they send you is a text that I'm reading to you, and it tells you the tax or the no tax or the shipping price. But they don't give you a bill. Only once in a while, when the box comes and you open the box, does it. It's not really a bill they give you in the box, though. It just states what the product is.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't. It's not like the old days where, you know, you get a receipt in paper. They text it back to you. That's the stuff I just read you.
I do apologize. It's not an order with us, but I was able to pull it up again on the United States Postal Service, and it was shown with that tracking number. It was going to be delivered by the 16th of February. If you're wanting to get more information on that order, is looking up the number that is on your billing statement, on your bank statement. That would be the number you would want to call for more information, because that wasn't an order that was placed through us, though. I do apologize.
Oh, that's okay, man. Believe me, you're giving me what I need to know. So it was placed through you, but can I ask you a question?
It wasn't placed through us.
It wasn't, because you don't sell the product, all right?
It wasn't placed through us, sir. So what I would recommend you doing is reading over your billing statement on your bank, and it should show the number that you would need to call to get more information. I was just able to locate the tracking number on the UnitedStatesPostal.com for you.
Thank you very much for doing that. And Miss, can I ask you can I do the same thing with the same thing that I ordered, obviously or maybe not obviously, for the same product, just a step? They make one a little bit better than the one you just read. And can I give you that tracking number? And maybe you can say to me, oh, that says it's coming in on Friday. Because then I'll be able to sleep better tonight. Because I'm nervous that I thought I got scammed. All right, let me read you that number. Hold on one moment. I'm looking right now.
Okay.
I'm not too swift with these phones, so. Okay, let's see. Gmail. One second, it'll come up. Okay, Starscope support. I'm looking. Okay, here, hold on. I'll be able to give it to you in one moment, ma'am. Okay.
I'm still here.
Okay, it says, this one gives me the guy's name, and he was very quiet, I remember. And I'm looking for the... Okay, just hold on. I'm going to the second message.
I'm still here.
Okay. Great news. I can confirm to you that your order went through. And it says order number 140576786. And it's, hold on, all right. This isn't the one that's, the tracking number is not on this one. Give me 1 second. Because he sent me a few times, he sent me this. All right, Star Hope Support, maybe it's on here. Order number, shipping and handling.
I do apologize, yeah. Sir. What I would do is put the tracking number to mine to United States Postal Service. That's USPS.com. And that's where you can put the tracking number. I do apologize. But
I can
do
that, and then they'll let me know.
Customer. And then it will show you the date of the tracking information.
Okay, let me just write down what I have to, you know, US, you said, okay,
USPS.
Send the tracking number to
.com.
Okay, please say the beginning again, ma'am.
USPS.com.
TS.com.
No. U like in umbrella, S like in snake, P like in Peter, S like in snake.com.
USPS.com. So type that in on Google, and then over there I'll just tell the tracking number, and then they'll get back to me on the computer saying when it's supposed to arrive.
Yep, it will pull it exactly. We'll pull it up when you put in the tracking number. Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, ma'am. You solved the problem. So now I at least I feel better that on Tuesday I should be getting the one of them, and then the other one should come in on whenever I find out now. So I thank you very much. You're a very patient woman. You're a very patient woman, and you did a great job. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Good night.